Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is Continuous Coverage.
Continuous Coverage.
Continuous Coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill.
From the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.
That it is, and all this weekend, we are playing back for you some of the most intriguing interviews and conversations that we've had about this case, as well as relevant audio, including interrogation audio from Lori Daybill and many others involved in this case. Full trial coverage starts Monday. For now, take a listen back.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Talking still with Lauren Mathias of Hidden, a true crime podcast, about the Daybill case. Lauren's going to be our on-the-ground correspondent for the Daybill trial, for the Lori Daybill trial coming up here in a few weeks. Lauren, I want to ask you this, and if you have not listened to the first part of our conversation, everybody, please do check that out here on the feed. I have to wonder, with what you've seen, having attended some of those conferences that Chad would be at and such, and the more extreme sects of this belief, are there still people out there who, despite everything, still believe in the teachings or the belief or the claims of Chad Daybill?
You know, I interviewed one of Chad's good friends who had his same belief system, who fully believed in Chad and his visions and his dreams. So much so that, yes, he was even excommunicated from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for his beliefs in these multiple probations or this idea of reincarnation.
Yeah.
And the way he wraps his mind around it, his name is Eric Smith. His interview is on our YouTube channel. And the way he explains it is Satan got a hold of Chad. He invited lust into his beliefs and murder. But you cannot deny that Chad had the gifts he did and that he could see beyond the veil and discern who was light and who was dark. So it's sort of, to me, and I heard Eric out, but to me, that's sort of mental gymnastics.
Yeah.
You know, here is this man who did some really evil, horrendous things. We're talking child murder. And yet we'll say that he did these bad things and, you know, some darkness came into him and he took it too far because he let lust in. But he did have these gifts, you know. So in that sense, yes. Yeah. Eric said to me, you cannot deny that Chad has these gifts to see beyond the veil. He was still saying that well after the children's bodies were found in his yard.
Wow. It's another question that I have about all of this as we get closer and closer to Lori's trial date here. Where do you think these two sit in terms of their belief system today? Are they still just as dug in as they've ever been? Or is some of this starting to crack up, starting to break as they are really realizing how much they are being prosecuted by the government for murder?
It's a great question. You ask a great question. And I think that's what's going to make this trial so fascinating, too. Are we going to actually see some cracks happen during the trial? From what I've heard from multiple inside sources, Lori Vallow Daybell still believes in Chad and his visions and still believes strongly in her belief system and that she even saw Jesus Christ. As far as Chad goes, from what I'm hearing, he still doesn't completely understand why he's behind bars. But I don't believe that he is thinking that Lori is the goddess he claimed to say she was. I think he's more likely to turn on her right now than she is on him, which I think with the severance in their trials definitely gives him the upper hand.
Sure.
You know, it would be nice if she could see him testifying and saying, you know, or it wouldn't be nice, excuse me. I think we'd more likely see cracks if he testifies or he saw that he was going to throw her under the bus, because from what I can tell, he's ready to throw her under the bus. And I don't know if Lori's ready to throw him under the bus.
Sure. Do they, I mean, it's just your opinion, but do they understand that they killed their children or, and if they do they still view that as they did the right thing? It was because they were killing zombies while the rest of the world views it as murder, which it is. Are they still thinking, well, yes, but we had to do it. There was no choice. This was our mission, our duty as the people that they were in their belief system.
Yeah. So I can't answer for Chad. I've wondered this same thing with Chad, and I think he might be blaming Lori as well as Alex Cox, who is now deceased.
Yeah.
And it looks like that. What's interesting about this case, too, is it looks like the person that might have done the actual killing was Alex, who died.
Yeah.
So this isn't necessarily a who did it case. It's, you know, whose belief system called for this? You know, who said that the children needed to die?
Yeah.
I think they're both responsible for that. But when it comes to Lori, I think that's going to be a really interesting thing to see on the stand, because I do think she thinks still that it needed to happen. Don't quote me on that. No. I've never talked to Lori. I don't know how she says it or what she says. You know, they recently came out with her alibi, and it's quite interesting because she seems to state that, she says that she was with her friend Melanie Gibb, her friend David Warwick, and possibly Chad.
Uh-huh.
While both Tylee and JJ were at her brother's townhouse when they died. So thus she was not there, but that doesn't really make sense either, because from all the evidence we've seen, JJ and Tylee died weeks apart.
Yeah.
So it's a little confusing what she thinks. And that does beg the question, does she even understand what happened to her children? I mean, when Tylee's body was found, it was horrendous. She had been dismembered and burned. I mean, pieces of her were in a melted bucket.
Yeah.
I don't know if Lori is fully grasping what even happened to her own children. I know she knows, it seems like she knows they're dead.
Yeah.
Well, this is something I can tell you. So my husband, John, was on the Netflix documentary.
Yeah.
As a psychologist, and he spent a good amount of time with Lori's remaining son, Colby, living son Colby. And Colby calls Lori during the documentary, and John heard these calls too, while he was with Colby. You know, they played them for John too. And it was amazing. Colby was saying, "You killed my siblings. How could you do this to me?" And she would say, no, one day you'll understand. It's not what you think. There does seem to still be a disconnect. you know, I don't know what she's thinking.
Those were chilling calls. I remember hearing them and just going, this woman still doesn't get it. And with all that being said, this trial is coming up. She's been deemed incompetent twice now, I believe. In your opinion, is she competent to stand trial? I mean, I don't know what the standards are with law to consider someone incompetent, but I don't think she's all there. What's your thoughts?
I can't answer. I don't feel like I can say whether I believe she's incompetent or not. She's been deemed competent to stand trial, so I'll respect that.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking for myself and me only, not even for our podcast, Hidden True Crime. This is just me, Lauren,
yep,
talking. She does seem to be mentally ill to me. That doesn't necessarily mean she's not competent.
Sure.
But I guess the question is, at what point do extreme beliefs become mental illness?
Yeah.
I don't know, because your basic religious person isn't necessarily deemed mentally ill. So I think that's the ultimate question right there is,
yeah,
is she just really, really religious and in denial, or is she mentally ill? Or is she, you know, some people think she's completely faking it, you know, and doesn't believe anything. I do believe that she believed wholeheartedly in Chad Daybell's belief system. And I do think it was his belief system that she followed.
Yeah, I think she did too. I think she still subscribes to it. And it's going to be fascinating seeing this trial. Yeah,
but I'm not excusing her in any way saying that.
No.
May justice be served. Two children and two adults have lost their lives. And there are so many victims because of Lori and Chad. So I'm not excusing anyone in any way here.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Laura Mathias, thank you for joining us of Hidden, a True Crime Podcast. She's also going to be with us in the coming weeks, every single day, covering the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell on the ground in Idaho, reporting to us on the happenings from inside the court as she is there. Excited to get that one-on-one inside look at what is about to go down with this case. My name is Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our breaking updates or discussions on the cases that we're following for you right here. Stay with us.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth,
baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.